Freedom. Join me in prayer.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Father,
yes, Lord.
We thank you for freedom.
Yes, Jesus.
We were a captive, but mercy released us.
Praise
we were in bondage, Lord, but you brought freedom.
Lord,
we thank you today for the
yes,
privilege
Lord.
That we have to be free.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask you today that you'll free every one of us.
Please,
free our tongues.
Yes,
free our minds.
Yes,
free our spirits, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Please,
oh, when Lazarus come forth out of the grave,
please,
you said, loose him.
Yes,
let him go.
Yes, Lord,
loose some souls here today.
Please,
let some souls go.
Yes,
let some souls find freedom.
Please,
those who've been bound by different things, help them to know they can be liberated today.
Yes,
we ask you by the power of the Holy Ghost, you'll rebuke every spirit
yes,
who would come to intimidate.
Yes,
the power of God will be in this place. The Holy Ghost will preach this message. And the power of God will deliver souls today. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In Muskogee, Oklahoma. Don't mind. There's a veterans hospital. And outside it reads, "The price of freedom is visible here."
That's it.
Perhaps from time to time within the walls that veterans hospital, there have been men who perhaps had part of their arm shot off.
Yes.
Maybe a leg shot off. Different in varieties of different things that they have incurred in actual combat.
Yes.
And they relate that to freedom. That this man lost this arm or this leg, or he's blind today, because he was fighting for freedom.
Yes.
And so the sign reads, "The price of freedom is visible here." There are various kinds of freedom. May God help us this day to exercise one of those freedoms.
Yes.
And that's worship.
Yes.
Free to worship.
Yes, Lord, help us.
Political freedom is another type of freedom. We in the United States have various political parties, two major parties, Democrat and Republican. And the people of this nation have the privilege of being either a Democrat or Republican. We do not live under dictatorship. We have freedom of choice to a certain degree.
Yes.
And so, whether you exercise that choice is up to you. But you have it.
Yes.
There is a freedom, a physical freedom. Every one of us today are able to go and come.
Yes.
We're not incarcerated.
Yes.
We have physical freedom.
Yes.
The children of Israel were limited in their freedoms at one time. They were in Egypt bondage under a hard taskmaster. He was so cruel in his treatment to them that he beat them, had them beat, made them work long and hard. They didn't have liberty over their own offspring. They were supposed to discard their offspring. This was a hard, hard way for them to live.
Yes.
They longed for freedom.
Yes.
Something within them cried out to God, and he sent them freedom.
Yes.
I read about a man who was captivated, or he was kidnapped. And while he was in this situation, he was treated very cruelly. I'm going to try to read to you some of his time of being captive. He said, "They tried to force me to say I had committed crimes against the communists. He was taken from his home. This is some of the treatment that he had. The starvation diet. My diet rationings was 2 slices of bread and 6 tablespoons of soup, which was really flavored water. The diet was designed to barely sustain life. This is somebody that's not free. The diet made us more hungry than if we had had nothing to eat. Starvation, sleepless, and standing night after night, facing the wall are the man's tools used in breaking men's will. I was on the death diet, put in solitary confinement, and was subject to interrogation for 24 hours a day. The cell was painted a shining white. I was ordered to stand 8 inches from the wall and keep my eyes open wide. I was told with a shout, "You must not move 1 inch. You must not close your eyes for 1 moment. You must not shift your weight. You must not move a muscle." After a few moments, my eyes burned like a hot ironware in them. I was so close to the glaring white wall, my eyes could hardly focus. Your eyes fight to close at a time like this. It is terribly painful. Yet if my eyes closed, I was struck across the side of my face. They would say, "Tell me about your spy activities." And there's more of this about this poor man that was kept captive. They made him stand up for 14 days. It says, "My hunger left me and a deep thirst took over. The blood began to settle in my legs. It stood so long. They began to swell. My lips were dry and cracked and bleeding. My interrogators began to eat and drink close to me. The burning thirst was like a fury ball burning in my stomach." This just goes on and on. But after years of imprisonment, he was freed. Do you think he appreciated freedom? Yes. Would you appreciate freedom?
Yes.
If you'd been in a condition like this? They put him in a room where there was bed bugs. I think it says the first night I killed 539 bugs. That's a lot of bed bugs to kill. I wouldn't have slept 1 moment. I checked into a motel one time that was roaches. I went and got some spray and sprayed, and that made the things worse. I said, I just couldn't take that. And I got out of that motel, and in the office they had a sign there that says no refunds, but I went and talked to that man and he gave me most of my money back. But can you imagine having to live and exist with all these bed bugs? One time, in one place he was at, the wall was just red from the blood of these bugs. Freedom from that must have been sweet. Christ come to bring freedom in the fullest dimension. Not just for the soul and spirit, for the mind and for the body. To the fullest distance, the fullest method, the fullest way, he brought freedom. Christ came to set the captive free. Let's read about it, the 4th chapter of Luke. 14th verse. "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the regions round about. They taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book. He gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Christ come to bring freedom. To set at liberty those who were bound. The Word of God. As example after example in the New Testament and even in the Old of liberation, of being set free. The songs that you sing in the songbook are freedom songs. We sang a while ago about free. I am free. Free indeed. One psalm says, "Though Babylon rages, we still have freedom."
Amen.
The songs, the Word, the Spirit speak of freedom.
Yes.
Amen.
One songwriter sang or wrote, "I am free, the Lord has saved me. I was burdened with my sin, and then he whispered, meek and lowly, 'Come to me, I'll take you in.'" Hallelujah, glory, glory, let us sound the jubilee, jubilee. If you can read in a Bible about those who were liberated and set free, some of them were in very distressful situations. But Christ came to bring freedom. The man who was so out of it that he wasn't able to live among society, lived out in the tombs, in the cemetery. They couldn't control him. They just give up. They weren't even able to chain him. And there he was roaming around in the cemetery. He was so evil that he was filled with a legion of devils. But Jesus come along. The great emancipator showed up on the scene. And that man became free. And sitting by Jesus. Freedom he brought. That's a great freedom. But you as an individual can read it. And you think, well, that was wonderful. But you could relate more to your own experience, can you not? About those things that had you bogged down. And the sin that was in your life. And then one day, God brought freedom to you. Over a period of time, he broke different things in your life. Is that more real?
Amen.
When he'll do it for you, that should make it real, shouldn't it?
Yes.
He came to bring freedom from sin. Sin's a terrible burden, isn't it?
Yes.
The songwriter says, "I was on the broad way of sin and despair, crushed beneath the burden of sorrow and care. John Bunyan, in his story of Pilgrim Progress, wrote about Pilgrim. The poor man had a great burden on his back. When Pilgrim wanted to go to bed at night, he had to take that burden with him. You don't just put off your sins when you want to go to sleep. That you carry him to bed with you. When he got up to eat his breakfast, that old burden was right there on his back. Day in and day out, the burden was there. He read that he wasn't fit to go to, he wasn't fit to die. That burden weighed so heavy upon him. One day he was distraught, he was out, and a man come to him with good news. Today I have good news. Jesus Christ of Nazareth can set people free today. In 1991. What is today? The 10th? Day of February, he can set people free. He's a freedom giver. Do we believe it? If we don't, should we go home? Just close the door. Walk out. But he is a deliverer. And so as he was out there in that area that day, this man come to him and he let him know, I'm troubled. He got to explaining that there's a place you can go to get rid of that terrible old burden on your back. Oh, that was music to his ears. That hit the spot. So he said, do you see that gate? He says, I don't think I do. He says, do you see the light? He says, I think I do. He says, keep your eyes on that light. There was this place he was supposed to go, and his burden was supposed to go too. So he started out. He started in a run. It's something to get to Jesus, folks. He started in a run. And he didn't get very far when his family started. Come back. Tried to persuade him, come on back. Pilgrim would have no part of it. He kept on running. Yes. Besides that, he put his fingers in his ears. Yes. And he started hollering, life, yes. Life, eternal life. Yes. Listen, you can run without putting your fingers in the ear and holler life. But he wanted to plug out what they were saying. Yes. He didn't want to hear it. You can get in trouble, listen to what the enemy talks to you about. And so he put his fingers in his ears and kept on running. Life, life, eternal life. Yes. What he wanted was freedom, freedom, eternal freedom. Amen. He had a time getting there. He fell into despair and a slew of despondency and had to be helped out. And he got sidetracked. But he didn't give up his decision. I want rid of this burden. I want it off of my back. It's a weight. I don't like it. It's heavy. It's uncomfortable. I need relief from it. And he kept on going. And finally got to the place. And the burden rolled off. Oh, yes. He became a different man, free from that burden of sin. But he didn't just come, Jesus didn't just come to relieve us from our sins. He come to sanctify our natures and free us from carnality, from ourselves. We ain't saved from ourselves, folks. Self is a tyrant and he wants to dominate and rule our lives. Well, yes, self does. Yes. Sure he does. He'll talk to you on prayer meeting night, won't he? You know you're tired tonight. And there's just going to be a handful of people over there anyway. Why don't you just rest? Self ever talk to you like that? You know you've had a rough day. And you deserve a break. Self. But dying to self. It's hard to die to self. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, how hard it was to die. And, oh, self to crucify. It's a hard thing to get free from self. But it can be done. Oh, yes, it can be done. Free from self and selfishness and self-ambitions. Self-centered. Self-pity. Go out of the pity party business.
Amen.
Free from hurts.
Yes.
Hurts. You know we can have emotional pain and hurt.
Yes.
Take a carpenter out on a job and he hits the wrong nail one day. Hits the wrong nail. This one. Thumb. Oh, that hurts, and he grabs it, and he holds it, and he holds it, and he holds it. If he's saved, he's not a person, is he? But his physical thumb hurts. After a while, it eases off a little bit, but it's still hurting, and he sees underneath the nail some blue, this color, the blood. Has come up there under that nail.
Amen.
That night when he goes on, that thing's still hurting. It feels like his heart's beating in his thumb.
Amen.
But the next morning, it's pretty well eased of its hurt.
Yeah. Amen.
That's a physical hurt.
Amen.
But you can have emotional hurts. And it can cause pain and bleeding on the inside.
That's true.
Hurt. If you will talk to people who've gone back on God, if they'll open up to you, there's probably a hurt somewhere.
Yes.
The pastor hurt me.
Amen.
This one hurt me. That one hurt me. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
I tried to stay on top, but lost faith. How can you stay on top if you've given in to ill will?
Right.
Bad feelings.
Right.
Hurts. But Jesus can set you free of hurts.
Yeah. Amen.
That carpenter that, oh, his finger hurts so bad, the next day it don't hurt anymore. But if his wife said, you're stupid.
Yeah.
You don't get over that overnight, maybe.
Yeah.
Says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. But he went to bed hurting about this comment. It cut him deep. And he didn't get victory over it. The thumb felt all right the next morning, but the next morning he still got this grudge.
Yeah.
And this bad feeling. And he carries it along. He remembers his wife's tone of voice when she said it. It's etched in his mind. But Jesus can deliver from hurts. A deliverance. This gospel is a gospel of deliverance.
Yes, it's true.
Ill wills. Bad feelings. He can bring it into them and set you free. Is there anyone that he's did that for?
Amen.
There you go. Some witnesses around here. Can put forgiveness in your heart.
Yes,
yes, that's true.
For people who wronged you.
Amen.
You remember the man that owed the big sum of money? He didn't have it to pay. He said, be merciful to me. And he was. He just forget it. The big old huge humongous dad. He just said, forget it. Oh, he ought to have been the happiest man. You think he should have been looking for people to forgive? Is there anybody that I need to forgive? He didn't look like act like that, did he? Somebody just told him a little bit. Cut him by the throat. Lord, help us. Would we want Jesus to come? And I got somebody by the throat. Here I am, got him down by the throat, and there's Jesus. Lord, you just don't understand. You just don't know, Lord. I got a good reason.
Lord, have mercy.
That's the truth, Lord.
Amen.
They hurt me and hurt me. I tried to forget it. You can file hurts in a cabinet up here. And somebody hurts you, and they did it before, you can pull that back one out of the file.
That's right.
Refresh it in your memory.
Yes.
It was this, and that's this.
Yes.
And I've got a reason to be holding this. I'll die before I forgive it. What you're saying is I'm going to go to hell because I can't forgive. It's suicide spiritual to have unforgiveness in heart. It's spiritual suicide. You know what happened to the man? The man come back by and he got him and put him in prison. And he was going to stay there, wasn't he? Freedom from hurts. Freedom from unforgiveness. Ill will. Feel good if something happens to somebody that's hurt you. In the book, The Watchman, my brother Wayne Murphy tells about a man who was a watchman, got to looking at another watchman. Ooh-ooh. Watch out. That's trouble.
That's the truth.
He got such trouble that even when the watchman's family would come around, he'd have this feeling pop up there. You ever had any feelings pop up? You ever seen the hair pop up on a cat when a dog comes around? Well, this watchman got so deep in trouble, he had a terrible battle. Thank God he come out on top of it. Freedom! He got out of the situation of looking at the other watchman. He even looked at his house. And the paint was peeling on his house. Fault finding. Woo-hoo. Is there freedom from fault finding?
Yes, there is.
Nitpicking.
Amen.
People just finding things wrong and looking for things wrong and telling you about things wrong. Fault finding. Did Brother Chandler say there's no season on it?
Amen.
Freedom.
Amen.
And are those people happy people? Oh, people just looking at this one and looking at that one and looking at the other one. And what are they doing? And they should be doing this. You're a minister. Listen, folks, it's a big job keeping number one straight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Isaiah said, it's me. I got a filthy mouth. It's me, Lord. Fault finding. Freedom from it. Oh, there's a lot of things to be free from besides sin.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Freedom! Pray for me that I have freedom. One sister wanted some more freedom over what people thought. She's about an altar prayer. I recently checked with her. The Lord's given her freedom.
Amen.
Freedom, sweet. Freedom over complacency.
Amen.
Lord, help us that we don't sit in one place and spin our wheels. The more people spin their wheels, the deeper the rut gets. It's moving time. If you don't desire spiritual growth today, that's abnormal. Oh, it is. It's abnormal not to want spiritual growth. To be complacent. Well, I've lived, say, 10 years, and I still got the same faults about me today that I had 10 years ago. That's complacency. That's bondage. Let me read you a little something. People can get in vicious circles. From bondage to spiritual faith. From spiritual faith to great courage. That's only upward. From great courage to strength. From strength to liberty. From liberty to abundance. But now we start down. From abundance to leisure. From leisure to selfishness. From selfishness to complacency. From complacency to apathy. From apathy to dependency. From dependency to weakness. From weakness back to bondage. Even if you're in a battle and look like you're going to fall, fall forward. Somebody related something here a while back about Brother Eddie Wilson preaching a message, and he said if he missed, he fell forward, he wanted to fall with his sword so he could poke the devil. Stick him a little as you fall.
Amen. Amen.
Complacency. Dissatisfied. The Lord wants to help people that's desperate. Desperate about their spiritual needs.
Amen.
Not just enough to be saved, but to want growth. One man had a healthy attitude. He says, I'm pressing on. The upward way and new heights I'm gaining. If we gain something since yesterday, are we going to be ahead tomorrow of what we are today?
Amen.
That's not complacency. Lukewarmness is a state that people can drift into. Lukewarm. No stirring to pray, to seek God with fervency. Oh, complacency is a bad thing. But Jesus come to bring deliverance for all spiritual ills.
Amen. Lord.
There's not a one that He can't take care of.
Amen.
The Savior, it says, can solve every problem and the tangles of life. He can undo them.
Amen.
All those chains and ropes and binds that He has taken, one touch. One touch is all it takes. Them knots and those binding things, just fall off. That's what He wants to do for souls. Souls, some of them pining to be free. The little spirits just washed down. The appetites and the flesh is ruling. But that spirit down deep in the heart of them is wanting freedom. Wants freedom. Oh, yes.
Amen.
The great emancipator. He don't want His people living like slaves.
Amen.
He don't want you to even think like a slave.
Amen.
The 13th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States emancipated slaves. Newspapers. Carried it. abolish slavery.
Amen.
In every state of the United States, it was held. But you know, most of those slaves stayed right on, thinking like a slave. They're going to walk off. I'm free. But they stayed around to that old master that beat them and was cruel to them. It happened. But God don't want His children to be that way. He don't want us to think like slaves. Have our minds so in a groove of a slave that we can't get away in our minds from thinking like a slave. Here, a civil war had been fought. A president had been assassinated. A declaration of an amendment to the Constitution had been made. Lives had been lost. And people were still under slavery. Why? Because they chose to stay there. A lot of them was ignorant to the fact that I can get away from this master. I can go and I can start a life of my own. It's not that way today, though, is it? People got the eyes open. If you've been thinking like a slave, but you've been freed from sin, stop it. Still under guilt and shame, may God help us to rise above it and all the intimidations of the old enemy.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. Who of us here today, of our own self and our own works and our own past, would have any reason to lift up our heads? But the great Emancipator.
Yeah. That's so.
He's made a difference in my life.
Yeah.
He's made a difference in here and in here. The great Emancipator. Why is it more people choose bondage than new liberty? Will you say that group, Brother Fields, and say like a bird out of prison, taking his flight? Are we still beating the bars of the cage? Are we still cooped up and eating birdseed? Oh, Lord, help us. Freedom! One songwriter said, like a bird out of a prison. Like a bird out of a cage. Once like a bird in prison I was bound, or something like that. He set me free. He broke the bars of prison for me. I read about a man when he was in his 20s. In a bar one night, or one day, whenever, he stabbed a man to death. He was put in prison for 60, maybe seven years, long time, while others was free to go and marry and have children, have jobs, family life, while all that they had attained on the outside. Here he was in prison. Finally, when he was 80-something possibly, he was released. Got out. For 4 years, he was out of prison. But you know what that man did? He requested to go back.
Yeah.
The children of Israel, could you believe it? They were beaten, treated cruel. But they got to want to go back to Egypt's bondage. My Lord, that's a terrible thing. It took plague after plague, blood and in the water and flies and frogs and lies. Oh, them things. I had them when I was a child and they worried me. Oh, those terrible lies. Frogs. Go into the cabinet and want to get a skillet out and out jumps a frog. Hail. Darkness. Huh? Flies. Nasty flies. God did all of that to bring people out of bondage. He was a hard, hard taskmaster. He didn't want to release. Let me tell you, Pharaoh can't hold a candle to the devil. He can make your bondage and your torment intensify more than the children of Israel had to put up with. This man requested to go back in this prison. They let him go. And he heard that sound of the door clanking behind him. He chose slavery rather than freedom. People today are choosing slavery rather than freedom. Many today, the majority of the world is choosing slavery and bondage over liberty and freedom. Does that make sense? If they had to do it. I'm free. I can smoke if I want to. I can drink if I want to. I can do this if I want to. That's not freedom, folks. That's bondage. Try to give up that drinking. Been going to a rehabilitation out there in Acton. And them poor people are trying to get free from dope and alcohol. That is not freedom. One man said, I walk a mile for a camel. That's not freedom. I don't want that kind of exercise. Don't get offended, please. God has a better way. Went back into that jail where he had spent years and years and years and give up his freedom. Many have done it. Spiritually have done it. May the Lord help us. There will be a time if we are saved when our life terminates, that this little spirit in here is going to be freer than it's ever been. The song says, oh, how happy I'll be when my spirit is free. Now, he can free your spirit here. But you're always going to have adversaries. The enemy is going to come to press your spirit down. Amen. To oppose you. To cause you every kind of trouble he possibly can. While you're in this life. Though Christ can give you freedom repeatedly and keep you free. Still there will be a greater freedom. What the song says. 182. When from this world we're free. Would you sing that verse? 182.
Beautiful life still be, which are
forever free.
Thine
in eternity. When from this world we're free.
Beautiful.
us to get to that place where we can have our spirit forever free. Free from all toils and cares and everything of this earth that would try to clamp us down. Do you want that kind of freedom? Free for all eternity. Free from its toil and care. Heavenly joys to share. And his prayer was, let me get over there. Let me get to that place. Have you ever been real blessed in a service? And it ever felt like you just float away? And some people that leave the ground and go up into the air. But one of these days you just keep on going. And you won't have to hear it down here no more. Oh, yes. One of these days you just take off and never come back. Oh, glorious freedom. The man wrote it, freedom from all that saddened my life.
That's right.
Just to run and run and never get tired. No troubles at all. No sorrows. No burdens. Forever, you'll be free. Oh, don't it feel good when your spirit's free? Do you know anything that equals it or surpasses it? Or can they even get close to it? Oh, it's worth fighting for, folks. Whatever you have to go through this life to make it to heaven, it'll be worth it all. If you have to stay on your knees 24 hours a day, it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it to get there. Forever free. When our spirit is forever free. Now, if in life you fail to gain this freedom, you're going to be captive all in eternity. Captive. You don't want that, do you? Saul died with jealousy in his heart. With all this world jealous. He's got that in him today.
Yeah.
From the day he left here. He's got it today, folks.
Yeah.
He'll have it for eternity.
Yeah.
Jealous for eternity. Jealous is an awful feeling.
Yeah.
You have something you want to possess. And something messes with it. And maybe it looks like it's slipping away. And you try to hold on. That's awful.
Yeah.
To live like that.
Yeah.
A lot of professional people are jealous of other professional people. To be jealous for all eternity. To have unbelief for all eternity. To be closed forever, captive of all lust and sensual desires for eternity. They don't leave when we leave here. They follow right into eternity. It don't have to be. The good news is Jesus is a liberator.
Amen.
Are you free today? Is there anything holding you back or down when you want to move forward? Holding you down. You can put a dog on a leash. He can go so far and no further. Well, he can just kind of run for a little bit, but something pulls him back. He's not free. The enemy gives people a little leeway and a little running room, and they like it, but they can't get free. They go so far and something jerks them back. Lord, help us. Do you want freedom today?
Yes. Amen, Lord.
Jesus still has freedom to
yes,
give to some.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Once I was bound, by sin's gone better. Once I was bound, by sin's gone better. Sin like a slave, deal with your heart.
Yes.
Freedom from my